The human body is an error, a false concept. But the belief of a sick human body is a double error. Now, destroy the belief of a sick human body, and you still have left, in belief, a false conception of body, minus the supposed action of disease. This is certainly better than a double misconception, and from this improved belief, like Jesus, we can go on into the ascension of body, into our real self. Salvation comes to us only through right mental activity, the mind of Christ. Christian Science is God. This science is the operation of God, but it must have an operator, and Christ is the operator. Christian Science is always ready for operation in our behalf, but it will never operate for us throughout all eternity unless we operate it. We must be Christ in this respect, for we are God's Christ. It is the utterance of the law of God unto the case. When we give treatment either to ourselves or others, it is the Christ uttering the truth about everything regarding the so-called patient, or in other words, man. Our treatment is Christ, and it is the same Christ that raised Jesus from the dead, that raised Lazarus and others, that was with Jesus when he stood upon the stormy wave of Galilee, that took him through closed doors and through space. When we know this, we feel no responsibility regarding our treatment. It is up to God and to His reflection. That does the healing. Therefore, we heal when we are God-governed. God is of purer eyes than to know evil. Therefore, He does not know that there is anything to heal. He leaves this to reflected mind. God tells us to preach the gospel and to heal the sick. In other words, He tells us to reflect His mind, which is the only mind there is. Certainly, when He tells us to do this, He would not withhold from us the power to heal. This is why I now feel no responsibility, no anxiety regarding my treatments. It is not up to me. It is up to God and to His truth, Christ, about everything. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. It is up to Him, His is the responsibility, and so forth. The government is upon His shoulders. Evil thoughts are powerless when met with truth, but we must constantly declare the truth. We must have confidence in our declarations of the truth and rest in the assurance of truth's certain triumph. In Miscellaneous Writings, Mrs. Eddy says on page 55, quote, "The opposite to good is the universal claim of evil that seeks the proportions of good," close quote, and so forth. From this, we see that evil claims to act as law, even as the divine mind actually does so. No one is sick always because of their own personal belief, for evil is not personal, either in you or me or anyone, but it is always a law of mortal mind at work supposititiously. In the divine mind, everything is governed by law. Now, in mortal mind, not a thing happens but what is caused by the belief of law, claiming the same as divine mind, to act as law. You see, we do not have to deal with human belief as a special thing, that is, as a special personal belief of someone. But we have to destroy a false law of mortal mind acting through human belief, that is, a law that has been constituted by general human belief. You see, these laws are finite, aping the divine law. Our treatment must smash a mortal mind law in every instance. Quit handling personal belief or the patient's belief. He has none. If you think so, you will fasten this belief upon him. It does not belong to him or to anybody. It belongs to the claim that life is in matter. And this is the origin, the cause that needs to be handled, and not so much the belief. Treat cause and not effect. Materia medica treats effect always. Never treat a pain, nor even a belief of pain. There is no such thing. Don't fool your time away. Know what pain is. It is simply an effect of the belief that life is in matter. Say to pain, I know what you are. You are neither pain nor a belief in pain. You are simply a belief of life in matter. You are nothing but false argument, a lie of belief without a believer. I am spiritual. I am not material. Therefore, I am immune from you, and I'm not afraid of you. So get out. Get thee behind me, Satan. Such argument destroys the belief and effects of pain. It cannot exist under such treatment and handling. Such knowledge of error is really divine love bearing witness to the truth. It heals instantly, for this is the truth about it, and you know it. An error seen in this impersonal sense is quickly destroyed. Keep at it until you demonstrate your power, God's power, over all mortal laws and beliefs. Mortal law, that is, mortal beliefs, act as law, and touch us more or less, unless we bar the door of thought and know that they are powerless, nothing. You must recognize all error as operating through supposed law, see its claim as such, and so forth. It is for this reason that error seems to have power, because it claims to operate as law. Law is all that has power. Error, seeking the proportions of good, always claims to act as law, just as Mrs. Eddy says in Miscellaneous Writings, page 55. Mental malpractice cannot make a law to annul God's law. Do not care who may be holding the belief, who thinks about you, or what they are thinking or believing. Recognize this as false argument coming from the belief that life is in matter. When you see this and declare it persistently, this is the operation of Christian Science and its sure effect. The operation of truth is going on for us when we operate it and never at any other time. God controls our body, the body of right ideas. Error can do nothing to it. God is all that there is to us. Take everything away from error, and know that all things belong to God. Man is spiritual understanding. Stop believing evil of yourself. It is not you. It is simply false argument trying to discourage you, trying to make you believe that you cannot treat, that your work is in vain, and so forth. Remember, when the smoke of battle clears away, and so forth, as Mrs. Eddy says, you have nothing to do with false arguments. They cannot disturb you or your mind or body. They can do nothing they are trying to do, and you have no ears to hear them, nor a mind or body upon which they can depict themselves. God is the only substance. Declare that there is no mental argument in the guise of law, that is, so-called material law, Orientalism and all that it implies, Roman Catholic laws of mental transference, materia medica, false theology, hypnotism, apostate thought, priestcraft, vibration, astrology, or any phase or form of false teaching or false healing and so forth. Every claim of evil that comes to us must be made the stepping stone to go up higher. The more that comes to us, the faster we are climbing out, and intelligence is meeting it all for us. It is well to remember that fear is always about something that is unreal, that has no existence, and can never hold a place in our consciousness. Animal magnetism has no source, no power, no presence. It never made a channel of anyone. It has no existence and is not to be feared. Our word is God, and it goes forth with power and cannot return unto us void, but prospers. Born in consciousness, it is eternal. It casts out, rejects, and destroys the liar and the lie, the father of all evil, that is, the universal belief that life is in matter. Know this: my consciousness cannot be read or disabled, nor manipulated by Roman Catholic priestcraft, nor any other craft, ism, ology, or human cult. And know it. All power, law, action is spiritual, and any false claim governing in belief is rendered null and void by the law of God. And we know it. God is the only substance of man. That substance cannot absorb, secrete, accommodate, or manifest poison. Love and truth govern the entire universe, system, business, disposition of men, women, and children. God is our disposition, temperature, and so forth. Evil cannot operate as law to disease or disable man. There is no injustice, dishonesty, ingratitude, nor erroneous influence from Christian scientists. There is no belief of thought apostate from science, no demonology or black magic, animal nature or impure thought, no betrayal or telepathy of thought of or any false thing, nor error that can operate as law or as law or disorder, disease, or fatalism to men. And we know it. Therefore, we are not afraid. No man, no more after the flesh. No man in his spiritual individuality. All that the senses seem to see today simply came, and still comes, through belief. And that is why we seem to be flesh, to have material men and women, a material universe, sin, disease, death.